supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
What's in a name? Well, apparently plenty when it pertains to one of the few named objects beyond Pluto in our solar system. Let's check in with, well, his name is Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, it's a tiny little body, 19 miles long. What's all the controversy over?
Earlier this year, the New Horizons spacecraft, which flew by Pluto just a couple of years ago, also flew by an object that was originally dubbed 2014 MU69. It was subsequently named Ultima Thule. That was just earlier this year, just before the spacecraft flew by. However, as it turns out, the name had to be changed because this was a term that was referred to by the Nazi Party as their ultimate homeland for the Aryan civilization.
This was apparently pointed out by a reporter at Newsweek. I suppose that was the catalyst to change the name to
Arakoth. That new name means sky in the Native American Powhatan Algonquin language.
For such a tiny body, we seem to know an awful lot about it.
Yes, indeed. We do know plenty about this because as the New Horizons spacecraft flew by, it collected all kinds of data and images that helped us see what this object actually looks like. It turns out that it's a double-lobed body that seems to have some methane involved with it. The surface is a very crumbly surface, and it's a question as to how these two pieces actually came together. Were they at one time separate bodies that came close together and managed to pull themselves together gravitationally and now hold themselves together, or is there some other story about their origin? One thing for certain, this is the most distant object that's been visited by a spacecraft and is a member of that portion of the solar system that we describe as the Kuiper Belt, opening doors into a better understanding of the early history of the solar system.
Derek, upcoming this week, we're celebrating the golden anniversary of the second crewed lunar landing, Apollo 12. Who knew it's also the anniversary of the first out-of-this-world art gallery?
One story about the Apollo 12 mission that many people don't know is that there was actually a museum sent along with the spacecraft to the moon, unbeknownst to NASA operators and engineers, and it resulted in something that we now know of as the Moon Museum.
Who was the curator and what objects did they send over?
Well, this is a really interesting little project. Forrest Myers was an American sculptor that had this really wonderful idea that artwork should be sent to the moon along with all the other scientific equipment, and he really tried to work within the structure of NASA to put this proposal forward, get it approved, and actually go through the right channels to do it. Well, he tried to get a response from NASA, but never really got much of a response. He didn't get a no, but he didn't get a yes either. So as he was going through the process of pulling the artwork together, the engineer at Bell Laboratories in New Jersey that actually made the artwork that went onto the spacecraft knew an engineer at Northrop Grumman, which was the organization responsible for building the lunar landers. An engineer there was willing to put the artwork on board the spacecraft, and he found an interesting little sort of like tiny cubbyhole in which he could place this artwork so that it could make the trip to the moon undetected by NASA officials.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Well, as it turns out, once it was launched, it was revealed that it was on board the spacecraft, but that didn't happen until after they were on their way back to Earth. Now, if you're wondering about the artwork, here's the really interesting part. Six works of art were included, but the artwork panel that actually made up the museum is only a half inch by 3/4 inch in size. It was tiny. So the engineers at Bell Laboratories actually etched the six different artworks onto this tiny little chip. They made somewhere between 16 and 20 of them, and one of them actually made it on board the spacecraft.
Magnifying glass not included.
I wonder if we'll ever have an opportunity to go back to the landing site of Apollo 12 and look for this tiny little artwork collection, the Moon Museum as it's called. And I also wonder what happened to the other ones of these that were made and distributed among people who were connected to the project.
Derek, we have a moment left. What's available to be seen in the night sky this week?
Fresh off its recent transit of the sun, Mercury is now visible in the eastern pre-dawn sky from 5 to 6 a.m., along with the brighter Mars. Mercury is below Mars and a little bit to the left. Now, the moon actually drops through, passing them on Friday and Saturday this week coming up, and Venus now joins Jupiter and Saturn in the evening sky in the west 30 minutes after sunset, and you can watch Venus and Jupiter sidle up next to each other this week a little closer every day.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.